Chapter 15, Spirituality. Arnie, adult prisoner. I saw guys who have been using drugs and who were cold-blooded jerks find God, and you see a miracle. You see them completely change. You see them start to care about others. You think if there was hope for that person, if that person could change, then there's hope for me, and you want what they have. You begin to believe and to know that there's a greater power directing things because you see the power reveal itself. For me, it's not about reading the Bible or going to church. It's about a connection. It's about the way you live your life. It's like there's a bigger plan and your life fits into it. Finding a connection. We worked with a 17-year-old named John for a few years. For most of his life, he'd been getting into trouble for stealing, truancy, and fighting. He got into so much trouble that his mom had pretty much given up on him. She stopped going to his court dates and didn't know where he was half the time. But John's big problem started when he started using a lot of drugs. One night when he was really high, a guy from his neighborhood talked him into going along with the armed robbery. This time when he got caught, instead of going back to a detention center where he had already spent a lot of time, he was sentenced to an adult prison. Many of the men there were doing hard time for big crimes. Even with all that he'd been through before, John was never so scared. A kind, older man in the next cell took John under his wing. He gave John a lot of good advice and told him what he needed to do to survive in prison. After getting to know John for about a month, he invited him to go to a prayer group. He told John that it wasn't a strictly religious type group. He said the men prayed together and talked about ways they could live each day so their lives had purpose, even though a lot of them were never going to get out. At first, John wasn't sure about going. He said he thought it was going to be a lot of talk about sinning and going to hell. But after going to a few meetings, he found that he really liked it. He liked being around those guys. He felt more relaxed, safer, even at peace when he was around them. The things they said made John see that he had some choices about the kind of life he wanted to lead. Once when we visited him, John said, "I felt like I woke up from a big sleep. I learned so much from those guys. Before going to this group, I never really thought about my spirituality. Didn't really know what it meant." The guys in the group explained spirituality in a way that made some sense to John. It explains how we feel too. The main points they made were, 1, there's a higher power, a loving, powerful force that is always there. This is the ultimate power source. Some people call this higher power God, Jesus, Allah, or whatever name expresses your connection to something bigger, something deeper than the material world around you. We're talking about a faith in something bigger than our own small selves. 2, certain qualities will make your life better. If you choose to use these spiritual qualities, you become a more genuinely powerful person. The main ones are honesty, kindness, patience, generosity, faith, forgiveness, courage to do the right thing, and love. John started to realize that your higher authority isn't the judge, your parent, or probation officer, even though you have to answer to them too. Your main authority is God, or your higher power. That's who you really answer to. You can scam people, but you can't scam God. You can get away from the judge or your associates, but you can't get away from God. God will love you no matter what, but God wants you to do the right thing. When you see the power in the spiritual qualities mentioned before, you see that everything else is a fool's game. Finding a life raft. Over the year, the way John saw the world changed in big ways, and the way he felt about things changed too. Becoming open to a higher power, he stopped feeling so alone and hopeless. He saw that he was actually never alone. Even when he was locked away from his family and friends, alone in his cell, John's faith and the fact that he was connected to a higher power gave him a feeling of safety and love. His faith gave him a strength he never felt before. He didn't have faith every minute. There were still times when he had his doubts and felt lost and scared. But from that time on, whenever he started feeling lost, before long, he remembered his faith and connection. It was like his life raft. His faith and connection kept him going through the hardest and darkest times. Chrissy, 17 years old. At times, I felt like I grew up with a tombstone already over my head. My spirituality makes me feel like I haven't been put on this earth just to live and die. It makes me feel like there's meaning and purpose for me in all this shit. My connection with God comforts and soothes me and gives me a sense of well-being, even when things in my life aren't going so well. Finding your connection. A feeling of spiritual connection can come from lots of different sources. You don't have to belong to a group like John did to find it. Some people connect to their spiritual nature through religious groups or services or through reading their holy books like the Bible or Quran. Some people connect to their spirituality through rituals. Some people connect to their spiritual nature through a deep stillness and silence they find in meditation. Some people connect to their spiritual nature when they get out of their self-centered thoughts and experience the beauty around them in nature, animals, and people. How do I know there is a higher power? If you are waiting to get a signal out of the sky to prove that a higher power exists like a bolt of lightning, you block yourself from the peace and relief that faith offers. One young man summed up a common question that teens and young adults often have when he said, "If there is such a thing as God, then why do all these shitty and horrible things happen to innocent people?" Many kids look at their lives and feel like they get punished by God for no reason. You have every right to feel angry if you were the victim of violence or emotional abuse. And sometimes it feels easier to be angry at God for letting bad things happen to us than to be angry at the people who hurt us. There are no simple reasons for why painful things happen. But the truth is, no matter what, God does not want you to suffer. So where's your faith? Where you put your energy shows where your faith lies. Like John before he went to prison, maybe you think of yourself as a person who doesn't really have faith in anything. But that's not possible. We're all people of faith. You might put your energy of faith in the promises of street life or in connecting with a higher power. You might put your faith in violence or peace. You put a faith in fear or anger or love and forgiveness. A while ago on the subway, one of us saw a young man with the words "thug life" tattooed on his arm. In those two words, he told the world where his faith was. But genuine spiritual faith is something that lifts you up without bringing anyone else down. Only a spiritual path holds the potential for a comfort, peace, and safety that cannot be taken away. There might be times when you lose your connection, but it is there. There may be moments when fear or pain tempt you to put your faith in the thug life. Remember, it's a false fix. Fears and negative thoughts may pull on you, but you can choose not to get caught up in them. Remind yourself of the deeper power found in a spiritual path, a faith with no strings attached. Building spiritual muscle. These simple things can help make your faith or feeling of spirituality even more powerful. Prayer. Everyone prays in their own language, and there is no language that God does not understand. Duke Ellington. Asking. Help comes when you sincerely ask. It takes a lot of courage to ask. Really ask for help. Of course, you can ask for anything you want in prayer. You can ask to get out of trouble. You can ask to have someone help you. You can ask to get a judge who sends you home. But next time you ask for something in prayer, remember to ask for help and what's going in your inner world too. Ask for help to know what is right and to do what is right. Ask for help to be patient. Ask how to make the most out of where you are. Admit that. By yourself, you might not know what the best thing to do is. Ask for guidance. Ask to see behind the mask that people wear to see the good in others. Ask for help to heal because God has the power to heal what we cannot heal alone. And the more you turn to God or a higher power, the lighter your load becomes. Talking with your higher power. Take time to have a real conversation with your higher power. Open your heart and listen. Maybe you've done things that you're ashamed of. Many people think if anyone really knew their darkest secrets, they'd be disgusted. But God can see the most hurtful things we've done and still love us completely. Although it might feel weird at first, know that this inner work is as important as anything that goes on around you. Giving thanks. With all the losses you may have experienced and the pain you might feel, the idea of using prayer to give thanks might seem like a bad joke at first. Maybe it's hard to think of the things to be grateful for. Giving thanks for the things you do have is a powerful form of a prayer. When we begin to see what we are thankful for in our lives, we find that we have more and more to be grateful about. If you can find even one small thing to appreciate in life, it can make you feel more positive and hopeful. You can feel grateful even for small things like hot water, food, good music. Remember the small things. They're around you every day. Stop and think. What do you have to be grateful for right now? Offer thanks. Being still. While you are busy with your daily life, doing the things you do, there is a part of us that stays still. No matter what you are going through, it remains at peace. Getting in touch with the stillness puts you in touch with your spiritual nature. Meditation is a great way to tune into this piece. The big job. Sometimes we think that little things don't matter. You might say, so what if I pocket this money lying on the table? It's no big deal. If I take the last seat on the bus while that old lady stands, yeah, I punched my brother, but he'll get over it. But little things do matter. It all matters. The biggest part of flexing your spiritual muscle is understanding that even the smallest of our actions count. We are all here on earth to perform the same job. The job that we all have is to work towards becoming more caring and responsible people. As you go through life, you will have other jobs, like going to school, making money, and taking care of your children. But the most important job anyone has is to shine a light of love, respect, and kindness into the world.